Torah Menachos Perek Hay Mishnah Beis Kar Menachos Niloshos BePosher. Umeshamun Shaleach Mitzvah. All menachos, when they are kneaded with warm water. Now even though, when you knead dough with warm water, it easily rises and becomes hummus. And menachos are only made from matzah with the exception of Shtei HaLechem and Ten Lechamim from the Lechem HaTorah, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, so therefore, you have to guard over them carefully so they shouldn't become into hummus. Ben Hechmitu Shireha, over below Sasa. If even the shireha, the shirayim of the mincha, after the kumis is taken off to be burnt, the shirayim of the mincha is eaten by the kohanim, even that shirayim, when they are eaten by the kohanim, they are not allowed to make them into chametz, and if they do so, they're over on a lo sase. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ka mincha shetakrivu la'Hashem lo te'ase chametz. Any mincha that you bring to Hashem should not make it into chametz. Now that, which the pasuk said, ka mincha shetakrivu la'Hashem lo te'ase chametz, is not going on the shirayim of the mincha. This is going on the mincha before the tmita is taken off. Now allowed to make it rise and become chametz. And this we learn out from the pasuk of Loti Asi Chametz. And that what the Mishnah tells us, that even the shirayim of the mincha, the part of the mincha which is eaten by the kohanim after the tmita is taken off, they cannot let it rise and become chametz. That we learn out from a different pasuk which said Loti Asi Chametz Chalkam. Even the chelik of the kohanim, they cannot bake it and make it into chametz. They are allowed to mix honey with it and fry it if they want. They're only not allowed to let it rise and become chametz. V'chayavim al lushasa v'al arichasa v'al apiyasa. And if they do make it into chametz, they're chayav for the kneading. They cannot allow it to become chametz while they're kneading the mincha. And so too, they're chayav for the aricha. When they're rolling the dough, they can't make it into chametz. And so too, they're chayav for the afiyah. When you bake the mincha, you can't make it into chametz. And if after it becomes chametz, you do any of these malachas, you're also chayav. Not only are you chayav if during the malacha itself it becomes chametz, but even if after it becomes chametz, you do one of these malacha that is mentioned over here, you're chayav a lo sase, and if you do all three of these malachas after it becomes chametz, then you would be chayav three lo sases. Masechta Menachos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Yesh tunos shemen ulavona. Shemen velo lavona. Lavona velo shemen. Lo shemen velo lavona. There are different types of minchas. There are minchas which require both shemen, shemezayas, and lavona. There are some minchas that require the shemen but not the lavona, or vice versa, there are some minchas that require the lavona and not the shemen. And some minchas require neither shemen nor lavona. The elu tunai shemen or lavona, the following minchas require both the shemen and the lavona on the mincha. Minchas ha-selos. In minchas ha-selos, somebody who's menari de minchas dam, he says, I'm going to bring in mincha without specifying which mincha. He would bring a mincha seles, which is that he would take seles, shemen, and levoinim, and mix it up together and take the kmita from it before it is baked. That's a mincha seles, and by that mincha the pasuk says explicitly that it requires shemen and levona, and the following minchas that the Mishnah tells us also require shemen and levona, we learn out from mincha seles. Baha machbas, baha mar cheshes. Somebody who is menari in minchas machbas, that it would be baked in a kli called a machbas, or minchas marcheshes is baked in a kli called a marcheshes. Both of these minchas also require shemen and levona. Bahachalot baharikikin. Somebody who is menade and minchas mafe taner can bring either chalos or rikikin, and both of them would require shemen and levona. Minchas koinin. A coin that is menade, one of the above mentioned minchas, also it would require shemen and levona. The difference between a minchas koin and a minchas yisrael is that a minchas coin is entirely consumed on the mizbeach, instead of taking off a kmita and burning just the kmita on the mizbeach and the rest being eaten by the kohanim, by a minchas coin, we don't take off kmita, the whole thing is entirely consumed on the mizbeach. Minchas coin mashiach, the mincha of a kohen gadol, the minchas chavitim, which is brought machtisa b'boker, machtisa b'erev, it also requires shemen levona. Minchas goyim. A guy that wants to be menadeh b'mincha, he also may be menadeh b'mincha just like a Yisrael. And that also requires shemen and levona. U'minchas nashim. An isha that wants to be menadeh b'mincha also, it requires shemen and levona. U'minchas ha'omer. The minchas ha'omer is brought on Tezayin Nisa, and it allows us to start eating from the Tvua Chadasha. It also requires shemen and levona. Minchas nesachim tu'una shemen ve'ein tu'una levona. A mechat nesachim, a mechat that is brought together with a korban. It requires shemen, but not levona. Lechem hapanim ton levona, ve'ein ton shemen. Lechem hapanim is vice versa, it requires levona. The levona is put on the shulchan, but it does not require shemen. No shemen is put on the lechem hapanim. Stei halechem minchak chote u'minchak pnos, lo shemen below levona. The stei halechem, which is brought on Shavuot together with the kitzei atzeret, it does not require shemen nor levona, and so too a minchas chote, a mincha from somebody who is over at Tumas Mikdash u'kadoshav, and he is very poor, he cannot afford either to bring an oaf or a behemah. He would bring a mincha, which is called a minchas chote, and it does not require shemen nor levona. And a minchas knos, a minchas sote, also does not require shemen nor levona. Add by a minchas chote, it said lo yasim alei shemen v'lo yitein alei levona. The pasuk said explicitly it does not require shemen nor levona, and by a mincha sota it said lo yitzak alav shemen v'lo yitein alav levona ki mincha knos hu. Again, by this mincha it also said explicitly that it does not require shemen nor levona.